The dairy goat industry has been dealing with climbing feed prices since 2006, but the drought of 2012 sent feed costs even higher, making it hard for operators to stay afloat. Barb and Tony Gerstner of Gaze Mills recently sold off their goats and got out of the business. Barb Gerstner says the local processor wasn't paying them enough to make a living.
The price we're getting for our milk, you can work as hard as you want to work, but it's not there. It does not pencil out.
Some processors are buying milk below cost, meaning some farmers aren't making a profit. But demand remains high, so much so that former UW Extension Dairy Goat Specialist Jeannie Meyer says some processors are buying frozen curd from Europe to make up for the shortfall in supply.
I think the processors would be glad to have more producers producing more fresh milk, but whether they're willing to pay the price that farmers need for that is a question.
So far, farmers aren't leaving the industry in large numbers, but small operators remain vulnerable. Gene Zimmerman is a herd manager at Woolrich Dairy in Lancaster, Wisconsin. He says bigger is better. Zimmerman says someone looking seriously at entering the business should have at least 250 goats.
Otherwise, you simply won't have enough to cover your electricity, your mortgage payment, your taxes, and much less the feed bill.
Well, profit remains tough to come by for some. Wisconsin is still a major player in the industry. The state has the largest number of dairy goat farms in the country. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.